Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Hold Up. It's the show where two best friends, one being correspondent Dulce Sloan of The Daily Show, and then me, Josh Johnson, I'm a writer for The Daily Show. We have arguments, but they're not just any old arguments. These aren't things that, you know, you're going to see in the news, you're going to see in the mainstream media. These are things from the streets, yeah. All right? We're the vocal point from the people talking, what they're thinking. And we hash it out here. We come to a conclusion. We see who's right and who's more right, you know.
It's usually me.
That's not true. But yeah. What we're discussing today on the podcast, we're not talking about, the war. We're not talking about the rising housing prices. We're talking about loud neighbors versus nosy neighbors. This is where I'm at. This is where I personally land on the side of wanting nosy neighbors as opposed to loud neighbors.
Okay.
I feel like you've mentioned, I feel like in the past, that you'd rather loud neighbors than nosy neighbors.
Well, this is the thing. Nosy neighbor, loud neighbors, and I'm not a cop caller. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a cop caller. I don't play calling the cops. But I think with loud neighbors, there is a, like, if it gets to a certain point, you can, like, tell the building, again, I'm not a snitch either, but if you're out here acting a real donkey, I'm going to say something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with super loud neighbors, there's always, like, a course of action that you can take to at least get them to chill the hell out. Because the thing is, it's like, if you have loud neighbors, it's not just you saying something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things can be done. Actions can be taken. People can get kicked out. With nosy neighbors, it's someone always popping their head out of a door whenever they hear another door open. It's somebody standing by talking to the mailman for too long, or hey, I saw you got a package, or did it. And I'm like, bro, first of all, get the fuck up on my business. First and foremost, this is the person who's looking at who's coming in and out of your house, right?
Yeah.
And I have a lot of male friends because I'm a female comic, so most of my friends, like, most of my friends are men. And so if I have, like, if you come over and hang out and then Ben comes over and hangs out in the same week, what the hell is his neighbor going to think? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, well, one came over, then the other one came over. Now they're both over? Oh, goodness. What kind of life is she? And I'm like, bitch, first of all, get some business.
So what I'm hearing is that what you don't like about the nosiness outside of just the surface level uncomfortableness is that nosy people are usually just pretty lonely. It's just a loneliness manifesting as nosiness.
No, because you could be nosy and have, you know, a full family in the house.
Okay.
Nosy don't mean lonely. Nosy just means nosy. Nosy means, like, it's, you don't have no business of your own.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you minding mine because you ain't got no business to mind of your own.
So I'm not going to lie. I personally feel like nosiness rather than loud, like, you know, nosy versus noisy. I'm going to go with nosy every time because I'm a pretty boring dude. So then they're not going to get anything. They're not going to, I'm going to bore the hell out of a nosy person. Nosy isn't coming for me.
Oh, you know? Nosy. But the thing is, nosy doesn't care.
They care eventually.
Nosy just wants to know. It's like, okay, you have a dog, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now every time they see you, they're going to be pressed up. Well, what's he doing with this dog? Well, you know, they haven't walked him in a while. Well, you know, his girlfriend's out of town. I hope they everything. Like, it's, even though you'd have to be by yourself, never leave your house, and receiving no packages for a nosy person to not be involved at all. Plus, they live in an apartment building, they live in a neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. So they're looking for any piece of information is information that they want. Because when they see, because also nosy people have a tendency to talk to everybody because they want to know what the tea is. So mm-hmm. they're going to ask, oh, well, what do you do? So they're just building a case. So then it's like, oh, well, have you taken the dog? Well, oh, I see y'all got a new dog, or y'all been getting a lot of packages. Like what's going on? It's like, well, when are you going to have kids? Well, maybe that, like, it doesn't matter. Like, you, to be a boring person means that you live alone, you have no pets, and you don't engage with the nosy person.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, at this moment in time in the conversation, how would you say you rank your feeling of wanting a loud neighbor versus a nosy neighbor? Is it like 7, 8?
They're both at a 1. I want neither neighbor. I want neither person.
If you had to pick, though.
If you had to pick. Well, the thing about a loud neighbor is, how are they loud? That's the thing.
I'm talking loud as a structure of being in life. So we're talking about loud hookups, loud music. Maybe they practice drums and they're not very good. We're talking about all the loud.
Oh, nosy. Every time. Because.
Wow.
Every time. Because it's like the people, it's like somebody down the hall, they have a dog. And every time they leave, I guess when they don't tie the dog up,
mm-hmm.
the dog barks by the front door. And I'm just mm-hmm. like, first of all, put your dog away. I know you have multiple bedrooms in your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you do. You have multiple bedrooms in your apartment. You have a balcony. Like, there's other things that can happen with this dog that doesn't include that dog barking for an hours by the front door, disrupting the other people on the floor. Like, do something with your dog. But since I'm not a snitch and it's not that loud, I don't say anything. Because yeah. at the end of the day, the dog doesn't know that it's being a nuisance. The dog knows it's just being a dog.
No, I get what you mean. I get what you're saying. I did not expect. I thought you would dig your heels way harder than you actually did. Now that we're really on the same side, because I'm at about a 7 where I'd rather nosy versus noisy. Just because I will say a nosy neighbor might just save your life. You know.
Well,
let's say I've fallen. I'm old. I fell. Nosy neighbor is going to be like, I haven't seen them in a little while. Let me call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Loud neighbor won't even notice. A loud neighbor will be like, man, nobody's called the cops on us in a while.
Thank God. Yeah, because my other building that I lived in, someone did pass away.
Oh, no.
The craziest thing about that is when I was telling my mom about it, something fell off my wall. And I was like, oh, we're not doing this in here. It was the craziest thing when I went in my apartment one day and I saw, like, you know, just like those regular, like, big house flies.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, did these flies, what's happening? And I was like, I saw like one or two and I was like, did I leave a window open or whatever? And then I pulled the curtain back and there were 40 fucking flies trying to get out of the window. And what was crazy, your girl upstairs, so you know Beth that works at the office?
Mm-hmm.
The way that they found out that something was wrong was there's another girl that she's friends with on the floor was just looking out of her window of her apartment, and she saw a bunch of flies on the window of that apartment and called the super, and the super was too afraid to go inside, and then the wife went inside.
I just feel like your building needed some nosier people. Oh, like, well, that's what I'm hearing right now.
Well, that's how that girl figured it out, because she was just looking at her window. She's like, hey, because he was a very quiet man. He kept to himself. But at one point she was like, why are there all these flies
mm-hmm.
on this one window? Beth was telling me there was like a smell in her apartment and she didn't know what it was. And then one day we both come home from work and I'm just like, why is an ambulance here? I left and came back. They were there for fucking hours. Wild.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the loudest neighbor you've ever had?
Mm.
Do you ever, even if this was a hotel, because you know, being on the road, you have to travel and stuff.
It's always sex or an argument. Like, that's either.
I love a good argument. That's when I hope my neighbors will be loud, because maybe I'm not nosy enough to be nosy,
yeah,
but I'm nosy enough to be messy. So then when somebody is near me and is very loud, oh, that's amazing. That's
I've never lived anywhere where I could hear a really good argument. I rarely hear arguments. I hear arguments on the street, but I'm like, those don't count. But I'm like, I've never had it where it was like, oh, I'm worried about this person.
Come to Chicago. Chicago has some thin walls. All right, I once heard the full on argument top to bottom, and then the makeup sex, and the honestly, the makeup sex was worse than hearing the argument because my man had no rhythm.
Oh,
we're talking about plop, 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 plop. Like, just no. I was like, what are you doing in there? You need help.
It might have been what the argument. What was the argument about?
The argument, I think it was about some petty cash. I think it was like they had spent some money that was like communal. This is our like piggy bank money.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them spent it. But then it was like the whole point was to spend it. I honestly don't know who I sided with in the argument, but it got petty real fast. It got like, well, you know, because you let your dad live with us for so long. Now we on our last. And it was like, okay. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What I love about hearing an argument through a wall is that you have to choose your side. You have to choose who you're like, all right, I think this is the person that I'm into. Then you also have to choose, as the development happens, what you feel like is the best argument. Yeah, it's like the best course of action for the side that you've picked. So one time I was just chilling, right? And there was this guy that was yelling at his roommate. And the roommate was like, hey, no, it's not my turn, whatever. It's like, of course it's your turn. It's always your turn because you never do it. And they were arguing about the dishes. All right. But then as I learned more about this roommate situation, it was just funny because the one that always does the dishes apparently wasn't doing anything else. And so it was like, all right, but I vacuum. And it's like, all right, we'll vacuum up some dishes because you never do the dishes. And it got to the point where it stopped being about the dishes. Like, you know, every roommate situation is lightly, it's like married, it's like diet marriage, you know? Yes. Because you're not even involved, but you're stuck together for the term of this lease.
Right.
And I don't know, I've watched and heard a lot of great, great arguments through a wall. Like, it actually is one of those things where when you're broke and you're living like that, it's one of life's few pleasures. Where you're like, hey, this is a bad apartment. I'm not living well right now. This is a bad situation. But you know what's brightening my day? These loud-ass neighbors. Sometimes it was happening while I was trying to get sleep, so I still go nosy over loud every time.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you would just hear, like, what's the best way to put it? It's like, for me, it's just funny when a man's voice cracks. All right?
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like
he had, fully grown man.
Yeah, he had that bass. And he might even be right. That's the worst part. You might even be right in all of your anger and your assumptions and everything that's going on. You fully correct. But now that your voice is cracked, you have lost credibility.
Yeah.
It's like, and you can feel it happen. So there was one time I was laying, and this is why I was on an air mattress. I was not having a good life, you know?
I've been on an air mattress before. My first When I first moved to New York, when I first got my first apartment in New York, I had an air mattress. That's because I didn't have, that's because I moved to New York with like three suitcases. I didn't have any furniture. And I had one of those good, like double decker, like thick, expensive air mattresses. Like you could put two people, you could have sex on that air mattress. Like it was a high quality.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. It just,
you weren't on that one.
Quality, no. So I already have to basically put myself in a slight coma to get to sleep, right? Mm. And then through the walls, I just hear like, it's not going down like that. No. Just a bunch of gnaws, which is also how you can tell someone in an argument can't think of the next thing.
Yes.
They just remember that baseline is no. My position is no. Right. So I'm going to say no until I think of another point. But no. Y'all wrong for that. Y'all wrong for that. And then I hear the other voice.
Okay, that means that he's usually in the wrong. Like if I hear a man saying, nah, it's not going down like that. Nah, y'all ain't going. I'm like, this nigga's wrong. He's wrong. Whatever's happening, he is wrong.
I love a good I'm not going out like that. Because it's such a dramatic sentence.
Yes,
it's,
I'm not going out like that. I'm like, this isn't. No one's coming for your neck.
It's not the end of training day.
Right. It's not the end of training day. This is not the end. This is not the climactic scene of a movie. This is not a drug deal that could go wrong at any minute. You're just arguing about, you probably got caught cheating or you didn't do something you were supposed to do. Like the whole, nah. Oh. So that's how you gonna do me? If I hear that's how you gonna do me, it's not going down like that. Oh. So what you trying to say? What I said, ding dong. You're fucking wrong, bro. I'm not.
I think a lot of yours start with oh. I feel like most of what you overhear is oh.
Like if I hear argument Atlanta, oh. So that's what we doing? That's what we doing? That's how y'all gonna do me? That's how y'all gonna do me? I'm like, I know you're wrong. I know you're wrong. You're not saying nothing. Wow, that's how y'all gonna do. Yes, that's how we're going to do you, bro. Yeah. Like, it's, if I hear certain sentences, when I hear an argument, especially if a man is in an argument with whoever, if I hear, wow, so that's how you gonna treat a black man? You are dead fucking wrong. You were dead fucking, I don't care what happened. He wasn't supposed to take out the trash or he had a baby that his girl didn't know about. I'm telling you, the nigga is wrong. He is dead ass wrong. Oh, or wow.
A good long wow will do it. Because in this situation, the guy was like, no. And then I heard some other murmuring because the other person wasn't being as loud. I also think he was positioned too close to the wall.
Mm.
And out of nowhere, my man is like, who you talking to? And it was like, you could tell he got so upset that at the who, he lost the bass. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't find it again. Like the bass was avoiding him until he got to the two. And the two was too much. The two was like, two.
Well, who are you talking to? One is one of my favorite phrases in Blackdom. Right? Who you talking to means, I know you're not talking to me, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when I see black women doing it, go, who are you talking to? As it's a legitimate question.
Well,
like you're talking to, you. There's no way. Yeah. And my favorite is, who are you talking? And then the look, I love the look.
I was just about to say, the look around is a.
Mwah! The look around, I've done it. I'm sorry, who were you talking to? It's like you've been talking. It's a legitimate question because there's fucking way
that
this human being is talking. I've said it. I know you're not talking to me. I know you're not talking to me. Who else is here? Who are you talking to?
Clearly, I've made the mistake of standing in between you and whoever you're trying to disrespect right now. Full taxi driver.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to have another quick check-in because things took a turn early in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm realizing now that even though we started out in the position of noisy versus nosy, you've quickly come over to my side of nosy over noisy. And I just want to see if you still feel that way at this point in the episode.
To be fair, I hate them both.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to make this devil's choice, it was nosy all along. It was because it was like, well, loud, only because once I got the parameters of what the loud was.
Yeah.
Then I can't be on board. I can't be on board at all. Because now that I know that this person's going to be making every noise humanly possible, there has to be effort being put into this amount of noise. Like, you can't cook this loudly. You can't talk this loudly. Everything you do, like, that's cartoon level. That's cartoon level.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking loud. You're talking loud. You're being a fucking menace as of that point. You're just doing it for the sake of being disruptive. No one exists at a volume that everyone can hear at all times. That's not even how humans work. Like, that's insane.
I think that there are people who are unintentionally loud neighbors because I've lived in places where it felt like the roof was going to cave in because I heard every footstep.
My upstairs neighbors used to like vacuum loudly every Friday, which was confusing because we had hardwood floors.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, maybe they have rugs, but if there were rugs,
it would soak up the sound.
So you are loudly vacuuming. And it was
just,
like,
just vacuuming pebbles.
Just vacuuming every Friday every Friday, like midday on a Friday. Which was fine, except that I would like the cartoon that I do, Great North, we were recording on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what time they vacuumed, I'm like, what? They're like, oh, we're hearing something. They're like, yeah, my fucking upstairs neighbor is vacuuming a hardwood floor.
They don't own a broom. All right. This vacuum has been in the family for a very long time. This is a Dyson family. We do Dyson things.
This was a Hoover. This is a original.
The bag in the back.
Yes, this was you remember these being the loudest things. Like as a child, like it's like, I understand that animals were afraid of these, but like human children are also afraid of these loud ass. They were so loud. It was like, prove to me this won't eat me.
Yeah.
I'm 3. Yeah. What do I know? I'm 10. This still seems like a problem.
For the listener who may have landed on the other side of where we are. Mm-hmm. I do have to offer up that a nosy neighbor can still take you to a place that you're so angry. You don't even really understand why. It's where things become so petty. You know, like when you have that neighbor that just moves your trash can and you're like, why'd you do that? It's not a thing that should even affect your day. But if they do it enough, you're ready to snap. I feel like nosy people have that level of effect.
It's that meddlesome, kind of like not minding your business, kind of like, you ever been somewhere and a white person who just would randomly pop up and be like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm just like, who the fuck are you?
I don't know how many times that has happened to me, but I can see it being very aggravating.
I've been in places and just be like, hey, what are you up to? I'm like, what do you want? Do you go away? No, I'm not telling you nothing. Well, I was just wondering, y'all look like y'all having fun. No, bitch, move. You don't, that's not what you're here for. You want to know what 3 niggas is where you at. Move. No. It's the same concept where it's just like, oh, you just moved in. What's going on? And it's like the whole concept of like bringing over like, it's like, oh, we just brought over a little like casserole or whatever. And I'm like, first of all, I'm like, I don't know you. I'm not eating your food.
I feel like we're crossing in to a territory of just
people think
of just someone being neighborly versus
No. You do not understand the original intent of that.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. They want to see what your house looks like. They want to see how many people are in your house. They want to see how you decorate it. It's to be nosy. They don't know you. So they welcome you to the neighborhood to find out who you are, what you do, who lives over here. So when they establish what the baseline of humans is over here, then when anybody who's not in that base, it's like, okay, well, it's a husband and a wife, or it's, you know, two husbands, whatever. If you see Bobby and Jim every day, and you know Bobby done left on a trip, and Jim got somebody else coming over, well, we know that's not... Bobby, we saw Bobby with a suitcase, and Bobby said he was going on a business trip for a couple of days. Why does that? You see, and it's that. So now I know.
I see what you mean.
So that's how you create the nosy neighbor in a neighborhood, because people in apartments don't come checking to see how you. That's not. It's an apartment, but like in a house, you know, you want to see who's around, what's popping, who's doing what. You want to make sure there's no, you know, foolishness going on. So the original intent of the, hey, welcome to the neighborhood, is to find out what the hell is going on at your house and how to judge you accordingly for it.
Gotcha. So the thing that might be a bit difficult is that the same way, the same process of being like a new nosy neighbor is also kind of similar to becoming a new friend. It's like, it's dangerously close. It's like if you just moved in and I want to be your friend and I don't know you and I don't even know what you do, but I'm like, oh, maybe I want to be friends with this person. I think I have to like come over with some sort of welcome gift. And I think I have to like, you know, invite you to stuff and like.
Yeah, but you don't know how to, but. So say you want to come over, develop a friendship. You have to both be interested to be friends.
Uh-huh.
So if it doesn't pop off, if there's no chemistry there, but one of you doesn't get it, you keep coming over, now you're just nosy.
Well, look, I'm glad that we have come to this.
I feel like this is like one of the first times we really agreed on something.
Yeah, I did not see this coming.
At least with a nosy neighbor, I can go in my house.
Uh-huh.
And then it's done. With a loud neighbor, their lifestyle is invading my home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't live in your house, but I hear the noise in your house.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't pay rent here, so take your sounds.
Get take the music, take the noise, take the argument. I don't know y'all. I don't want to be involved.
I don't want to be involved. I don't want to be involved and get out of my house.
I feel you. Well, thank you so much for listening to Hold Up. We're here every week. We drop every Thursday. We bring new topics every time. And I appreciate you being here, Dulce. I appreciate that for once we really came to a... This is never, like, just so you know, as listeners, I don't know what episode this is going to be or anything, but this hasn't happened before.
And even just in our friendship, it's very rare that me and you both are just like, yep. When you gave me the whole spectrum of auditory assault that can be done, and I was like, I got to be out. Because a nosy neighbor has to see you to be nosy.
A loud neighbor has never solved a murder. They've never helped in an investigation.
No.
You know, they know the least. They were like, I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything either.
Right. But a nosy neighbor knows, well, she always comes home around 2 a.m. from work.
Yeah. Like,
and then that nosy, day she didn't come home.
Nosy neighbor's accounts hold up in court.
Truly.
Listen to Hold Up wherever you get your podcasts and watch the video version at dailyshow.com/holdup.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.